那雅思口语新周刊每月都去考一场，大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。 今天和大家分享讨论一下 part 2当中的高频话题，叫做一个难学的技能相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe skill that was hard for you to learn， 那你觉得很难学的一个技能。开门见山，丧思路。首先回答这个问题， Jason 想说的是 biking 骑自行车，我的平衡性特别不好，尤其是胳膊和腿，是吧，总是学不好，把基本的一个情况描述，其次交代细节。那当时是我十岁的时候，现在我都记得，那个时候我妈妈下班之后，我每天缠着她教我，那每天她都会去教我呀，带着我骑，骑了两个多礼拜，我还是没怎么学会把这些细节带入。第三结尾做个引导，最后可能最终呢，其实我想放弃的时候，我的妈妈给了我很多鼓励，最后还是做成了，虽然骑得不怎么好，但起码学会了，强调她对我的影响。这样来看，三者扩充回答符合逻辑。首先呢，交代基础内容是骑自行车很难，其次交代细节，怎么学的，谁教的，在哪儿。第三结尾做个引导，强调呢对困难不去放弃，家人给我的鼓励。这样来看，三者扩充回答符合逻辑。 OK， 那我们一起来看一下。
Well, actually, I mean, the skill certainly that I'd like to talk about is biking. You know, it seems very easy to get, but in fact, for me, I mean, I learned it for a long timeI mean, I couldn't find the balance between my arms and the legs when I was on the bike. I didn't know why. I mean, it was hard for me to tell when I was like at the age of 10. I realized the importance of biking. So, I mean, I asked some advices from my parents, and undoubtedly, I wanted a brand new bicycle as well. That was like my motivation for real. I was around, like my mom showed me how to ride properly.Everything go evening after she just finished her day of work. I mean, she tried to teach me how to do it well. 2 hours to 3 hours each day at least. I mean, we found Riverside Park, where it was getting close to my home. At the time, I was quite slow to learn it well. 2 to 3 weeks later, maybe, she was like a bit mad and angry about me, because, you know, I couldn't do it well. I mean, I was not talented, I can say. I used to try to give up.But she persuaded me, just some encouragement, you know. Eventually, I learned it. I mean, I learned how to ride. But the more important thing that I had is like the advice and the attitude from my mom to challenge, to something challenging in life.
那在结尾的时候呢，这次做了一个引导，强调出来啊，对待这些困难和挑战的一种态度，就是说不放弃，能够坚持把它做好。考官接下来就问了，那一般谁的建议更重要啊？你在中途放弃的时候会听谁的建议？或者你觉得啊，很多难事一定要把它克服掉吗？可以形成更多话题的比对。好，说几个小的细节。第一个强调呢，胳膊和腿的一个平衡性不够好。The
balance between my arms and legs.
第二个，我真正的目的。That
was my motivation for real.
第三，天赋平平的。Not talented. 最后劝说。Persuade. 这样来看，把一些小的细节带进来，让文章更加有说服力。好，那今天这期节目呢就才录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以 follow WeChat B1769-39107 B1769-39107。 希望今天这期节目给带给你们帮助，谢谢。